Good afternoon. This is Harold Franklin, pastor of New Creation Christian Center. We're located at 7728 Rainier Avenue South. We have services on Saturday at 7 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Please come out and join us. You'll be encouraged by the Word of God. You'll be stirred by the presence of God, and you'll witness the power of God in your life. So we look forward to seeing you in the future real soon. God bless you. In other words, it was not something that God implemented because we had fallen in sin. All right? It's very important that we understand that, because there is a hierarchy in heaven that is dependent upon submission. Are you with me here? So submission is a principle in the kingdom, because we have to, that submission is the act of humbling ourselves. When you submit to someone, you are humbling yourself, not just to that person, but to the Lord. And so the issue of submission is not a male or female issue, but it is a body of Christ issue. Everybody say body of Christ issue. Or put it this way, the body of Christ needs to be submissive. And in the chapter that talks about wives submitting to your husbands, right before it gets into that verse, it says, submit one to another in the fear of God, requiring all believers, male or female, to be submissive to one another. So that's what we're trying to bring out in this message, or in this series. So let's pray, and then we'll get into the message. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for the light of the gospel, because it lights our path in every arena of our life. Lord, we don't want to be in darkness. We want to be in light. We want to walk in the light, just as John said, as you are in the light. So, Lord, we pray that you would shine your light of revelation, truth, and insight on our lives, so that we can be like you in every area of our lives. So, Lord, we thank you for this time. I know, Holy Spirit, you're going to teach beyond my words. So I thank you that you're the great teacher, and I'm just your vessel. And I just pray that you would use me as you see fit, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. So, I think a week before, Yeah, 2 weeks ago now. I talked about how Jesus is the perfect example of submission to God. And when we look at his example of submission, we saw the great things he was able to accomplish as he was submissive. Now, just think about Jesus and submission for just a moment, okay? Now, Jesus was who, or is who? When it comes to the deity, he's what? He's the Son. The Son of what? Son of God, a part of the Godhead, he is also called God, right? So now Jesus comes in human form. He's still God, but nevertheless, he submits. Now think about that. Jesus is sinless. Jesus has no issues. He's not bitter. He doesn't hate his father. He doesn't hate his grandfather. He hates nobody. He holds no ill will towards anybody. But nevertheless, he submits to ungodly people, or people born in sin. Can you see this with me? Are you seeing this with me? So if he did that, how much more do we have to do the same thing? Now, we have to be careful, because submission can also, as we all know, everybody say we all know this, it can, is and can be abused. Did you know? Look at your neighbor and say, did you know?